USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says that a number of chartered flights have been kept from leaving Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul says that the Taliban is preventing those flights from leaving the country. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that they're using these people who want to leave as leverage against the U.S.
We had six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now. The state has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport. So I'm sorry, the answer to your question is zero. And that's my concern, is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
On the heels of a disappointing August jobs report, the Biden administration says there's more to do in the economic recovery. Brad Bernards has more.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, appearing on MSNBC Friday, reacted to the August jobs report, saying there is work to be done.
Since February of 2020, we've been living with a global pandemic, and there's no roadmap on how we recover. So when we think about the investment, and we think about the American Rescue Plan and what that has done, we think about 4.5 million jobs have returned to our economy since President Biden has been sworn in as President of the United States of America, we're moving in the right direction. We have a ways to go.
And the Transportation Security Administration says it screened one of the largest numbers of air passengers this summer heading into the holiday weekend. The TSA says it screened 2.1 million passengers on Friday, the highest volume since August 15th. The increase in holiday travel coming even as the U.S. sees increasing numbers of COVID cases. The U.S. is currently averaging about 153,000 new COVID cases per day. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Biden administration believes that there are about 100 Americans still in Afghanistan and now has to figure out how to get them out. But the Taliban has shown that it can't be trusted to cooperate, according to the top Republican on the House Armed Forces Committee. Tim Berg has more.
Following U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, the Biden administration is now tasked with the challenge of getting Americans remaining in the Taliban-controlled country back home. While the Taliban claims they will be more moderate leaders, Republican congressman from Texas Mike McCaul tells Fox News Sunday he believes the group has not changed.
You know, stories of interpreters being taken home to their families and watching, you know, their wives and families being beheaded, executed before they execute the interpreter. This is not a new and improved Taliban. This is the same old Taliban they're reverting back to with the same brutal practices.
And a group of soldiers in the West African country of Guinea have staged a coup, detaining the country's president, Alpha Conde. Speaking on national TV, Army Colonel Mamadi Doumbouya declared the country's constitution invalid and said the nation's borders had been closed. The group calling itself the National Committee for Rally and Development said they would also replace the country's governors with regional commanders in the days ahead. Conde has been in power in the country of 12 million people since winning Guinea's first democratic election in 2010, but has faced harsh criticism since winning a third term in October 2020, despite a two-term limit in the nation's constitution. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.